School Spotlight with Storm Lake today, and we're promoting a couple of things. First off is Homecoming Week, which begins Monday, September 21st, and student body social chair Nicole Goodman can't find anyone better than Nicole to promote Homecoming Week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this now. Beginning on the 21st, we play Spencer, of course, that Friday night, but tell us what's going on that particular Monday to get the week underway.
To get that Monday started, we're going to have our dress-up day is Put the Tigers Back to Sleep with Pajama Day. And then we have float building that night, and then there's a few, there's a 9-10 football game and a volleyball game, and the student body votes for coronation.
Okay, so a big day on Monday. And
yeah.
Then let's throw it into Tuesday. What's our theme day?
Throw the Tigers back in time with Decade Day. You can dress up as anything from the 1920s through the 80s.
Okay, and then you have some more float building, I'm assuming?
Yes.
More volleyball. The girls' swim team busy on Tuesday as well, all part of our homecoming week. So let's step into Wednesday the 23rd.
We can be anything but a tiger on costume day. And then that night we have coronation and the pep assembly.
At what time will that start, Nicole?
7:30 at the high school gym.
Thursday the 24th. What's up with that day?
Blind the Tigers with Class Colors Day. So all the different grades have different colors to wear.
For you, being a senior, what's your color?
We get to black out the Tigers.
What about the faculty? How about the teachers? Do they participate?
Yes, we're encouraging them to wear red.
Okay. All right. And then, did I hear right? Is there a tug of war?
Yeah, we're doing an assembly at the end of the school day, and we'll do tug of war against the different grades and a relay, and then it'll be fun.
Okay, Thursday's activities wrap up with more Storm Lake Volleyball versus ELC that evening. And then Friday, the 25th game day. Let's hear some info.
We are encouraging everyone to just deck out the town in green and white. And we'll get out of school early at 12:45. And then we'll have a homecoming parade at 2:30. Jim and Sally Nichols are the grand marshals. We have a new homecoming festival, which more details will be coming later for that. But that'll be approximately 3:30 to 5.
Okay.
We have the booster tailgate at 5:30, and then the game starts at 7.
And then after the game, always a dance?
Yes.
Okay, so school spirit attire for Tornado Strong Day. Homecoming parade again Friday, September 25th at 2:30. Make it a good week, Nicole. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And that's not all for today. We need to also give a shout-out, if you would, Nicole. Hand the phone over to another senior, Nate Carlson, who is a member of the Creative Kitchen class that is being taught by Mrs. Davis. Nate, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, let's talk about Creative Kitchen. First of all, when does this start?
Our first meal will be on October 16th.
Do you have any idea what the meal plan is yet, or is that going to be decided down the road?
The first one will be ribs.
Okay. Any idea what other selections we'll get during the year?
We will also have lasagna, enchiladas, and meatloaf, and other things throughout the year.
So how can the public pay for this? How do they sign up if they want to take part of the Storm Lake Creative Kitchen Restaurant, as we like to call it? How can they enjoy some of these meals?
You can either sign up through the school office here, or else you can get Mrs. Davis's email mm-hmm. her or call her through extension.
Yeah, always call the high school office. They'll get her in touch, get whoever in touch with Mrs. Davis. So you'll be, is this like a semester each, Nate, where you'll be in the first semester or, because it's not, you won't be in the Creative Kitchen class all year, am I right?
Yeah, I'll just be in the Creative Kitchen. It's a one semester class.
Okay, you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a specialty yourself if you're at home? What do you cook well?
I cook ribs pretty well.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well, good. It's the Creative Kitchen class at Storm Lake High School. It begins October 16th. There will be more information in the months to come, but it's where the public has an opportunity to enjoy a great meal cooked up by the students. $6 the cost. It happens on Fridays. And Nate Carlson, thanks for the reminder with Storm Lake's Creative Kitchen. And, hey, good luck Friday night.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Our Storm Lake Community School District School Spotlight brought to you today by Dr. Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental on Storm Lake Radio.